Hello again, Nigel Ogden here, and it's good to be back with you once again for a dip into the archives. Now, actually, I must admit that it came as a bit of a shock to realise a few days ago that quite a few of my own recordings fall into the archive category now, so just for a bit of a change, I hope you won't mind a few tracks from just a few of my solo recordings on various instruments, and a word or two about why they were significant for me. Well, we start with the sound of the Paramount Odeon Manchester's 4-manual 20-rank Wurlitzer, which I first played in my early teens by saving up a guinea an hour to have a private session on this instrument, or the Gaumont Wurlitzer just across the road. And for those of you who are too young to know about such things, a guinea was the equivalent of £1.05 in today's currency. Anyway, these sessions were certainly invaluable as they started to get me accustomed to what sounds were produced by the different ranks of pipes and how they blended together. A few years later, although still in my teens, I had become involved with the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust and was invited to take the console down for the last time at the closing concert in the Odeon in July 1973, before the Wurlitzer was reinstalled in Manchester's Free Trade Hall. Well, I made my first CD at the Free Trade Hall, getting on for 30 years ago, in 1993, and it includes this composition by that great organist and orchestral musician, Louis Mordish. The title is The Can-Can Polka. Louis Mordish's Can-Can Polka, played by me on the Free Trade Hall Manchester Wurlitzer in 1993. Well, from the French flavour of that piece to a cleverly conceived piece with a German title, Alles, was du bist. In other words, Jerome Kern's beautiful song, All the Things You Are, but arranged in the style of a J.S. Bach chorale prelude by one-time American theatre organ great Billy Knoll. Now, as many people know, I love the church and cathedral organ sound as much as the theatre organ, and I recorded this piece in 1999 on the superb Father Willis organ of Hereford Cathedral.
Thank you.
Alles, was du bist, or if you prefer, All the Things You Are, which I recorded on the Hereford Cathedral, Willis. Now, it's been a huge privilege to be able to make numerous CDs on one of the world's most famous instruments, the Tower Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer. On my Sentimental Journey album in 1995, I decided to transcribe onto manuscript some of Reginald Dixon's original 78 RPM arrangements and recreate them as authentically as possible. Well, after all, I was basically playing the same instrument on which the originals were recorded in the 1930s, so if I did a decent job, they ought to sound much the same, but without the 78-style hisses, pops and crackles. Well, anyway, here's one example, the medley comprising three more Jerome Kern favourites, I Won't Dance, Lovely to Look At and Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. And straight after that, a complete contrast in style and use of the organ with The Look of Love from an album called The Bacharach and David Songbook, which I recorded 10 years later in 2005.
Thank you.
A couple of contrasting items played on the Tower Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer. Now, I've always been a great fan of the Hammond plus Leslie speaker sound, and over the years I've recorded, I think, three such discs. This track comes from an album called Late Night Hammond. The organ model is the Commodore, and this is How High the Moon. How High the Moon, played by me on Hammond Commodore. Now, we were listening to the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer a few minutes ago. Of course, Reginald Dixon's immediate successor there in 1970 was Ernest Broadbent, who composed this next delightful piece called Fleetwood Fisherwoman, which I recorded at the other end of the Fylde Coast in the parish church at St Anne's-on-Sea. Despite a couple of major rebuilds over the years, all the original 1886 pipework by the Manchester firm of Alexander Young survives. the organ of St Anne's-on-Sea Parish Church and Ernest Broadbent's Fleetwood Fisherwoman. Well, three tracks from two Stockport Comptons coming up. Actually, the first one we're about to hear was originally built by Forster and Andrews in 1897, but John Compton very much made his mark on the organ in a large 1935 rebuild. It lives in St George's Church in Stockport, and the first piece is a fanfare by the man who wrote the famous tuba tune C.S. Lang, which I recorded in 1995. After that, we move on to the magnificent and superbly restored Plaza Cinema, which has been lucky enough to retain its 1932 three-manual Compton. To demonstrate how well Compton Theatre organs behave when played in straight organ mode, John Addison's march, The Charge of the Light Brigade, and then to round off this trio, we're very definitely in theatre organ mode for an arrangement of You Ought to Be in Pictures. St George's Church and C.S. Lang's fanfare, first of all.
Thank you.
the wonderful Plaza Stockport, Compton, and just around the corner from the Plaza lives the instrument with which we began this programme, the ex-Odeon, ex-Free Trade Hall Manchester Wurlitzer, now singing away in Stockport Town Hall, as indeed it has been since 1999. So let's end with those beautiful Wurlitzer sounds and the Celebration March. The Stockport Town Hall Wurlitzer rounding things off for this time. Well, I hope you've enjoyed hearing a few tracks from some of my various CDs during the past 30 years, and hope you can join me again for another archive mixture on March the 12th. Now, full details of what you've heard on this programme, plus lots more exclusive content, can be found on our website, www.organistencores.com, or on our Facebook page at The Organist Encores. Damon will be here, of course, next week with his special star organist. But for now, this is Nigel Ogden saying thank you for listening and bye-bye.